Welcome back to another episode of the Apple Podcast, where we break down pivotal cases in psychiatry and law. Today's episode delves into a landmark case known as Board of Education of the Hendrick Hudson Central School District versus Rowley, which was decided in 1982. This case was the first U.S. Supreme Court decision to interpret the Education for All Handicapped Children Act, now known as the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, which established the standard for what constitutes a free appropriate public education, known by its initials as FAPE, for students with disabilities. Let's dive in. Amy Rowley was a deaf student enrolled in a public school in New York. She had minimal residual hearing, was an exceptional lip reader, and was otherwise bright. Her parents, who were also both hearing impaired, met with the school a year prior to her starting kindergarten to discuss her education. In preparation, the school provided accommodations including an FM transmitter hearing aid system and additional support through tutoring and speech therapy. However, Amy's parents believed she needed a qualified sign language interpreter in all her academic classes to maximize her educational potential. The school district denied the request, arguing that Amy was already excelling academically. Amy's parents sued, claiming the district's refusal violated her rights to a free, appropriate public education under the Education for All Handicapped Children Act. The district court and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit sided with Amy's parents, and the case was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court after lower courts ruled in Amy's favor, interpreting FAPE as requiring schools to maximize a student's potential to match that of their non-disabled peers. In a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the lower court's ruling. The court held that free appropriate public education is satisfied when the state provides personalized instruction and supportive services sufficient to enable the child to benefit educationally from that instruction, without requiring states to maximize the potential of disabled students to the same level as their non-disabled peers. The court ruled that Amy was receiving an adequate education because her individualized education program, also known as an IEP, enabled her to perform at or above grade level and advance from year to year. The Act's intent was to open the doors of public education to children with disabilities, not to guarantee any specific substantive level of education. Additionally, the court emphasized the importance of deferring to the expertise of school administrators and educators in determining appropriate services, as long as the IEP complies with the procedural and substantive requirements of the Act. The dissenting opinion claimed that majority set a low standard, arguing that Congress intended FAPE, Free Appropriate Public Education, to offer disabled children educational opportunities equal to their non-disabled peers, while criticizing the court for prioritizing adequacy over equality. This decision established a foundational precedent for special education law in the United States. It affirmed the significance of procedural safeguards and the IEP process while clarifying that the goal of free appropriate public education is to provide access to meaningful education rather than ensuring equality in educational outcomes. This ruling continues to influence discussions about the scope of educational rights for students with disabilities, as this debate remains significant in legal and educational circles. Thank you for joining us again on the Apple Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes as we examine key intersections of psychiatry and law. Until next time.